If you're a serious young actor with dreams of success, at some point, you'll have to go to either New York or Los Angeles. And as likely as not, you'll be plunged into a whole new arena. You'll be competing with the best from around the country. You'll be dealing with a whole new class of people, producers, casting directors, and agents. Your past lifetime will need to be distilled to a first impression. And that's where the advice of a seasoned professional like New York-based agent Gary Epstein can prove invaluable. Gary's in town for a series of workshops at UH, and he's with us in our studio. Gary, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
That first impression is a pretty big deal in your profession, isn't it?
It certainly is, and it counts for a long time.
If you're not ready, what can that, you know, and you audition, say, and you present yourself to an agent, and you're just not ready, what can a bad first impression do to you?
Certainly change the agent's interest in wanting to represent you. The same thing probably with auditioning for casting directors and producers and directors.
Sure.
You got to be ready and figure out where you fit in the industry and who are you. It means taking a really long, dark look in the mirror. It's like intense therapy.
And always not particularly uncomfortable therapy either, I would think.
That is certainly correct.
You have to think about your limitations and your flaws, yeah?
You have to realize, who am I? Mm-hmm. And how do I present who I am in a really natural way?
It's difficult for anybody to be objective about who they are, right?
That is correct. You know, I started as a young actor myself, and I could not figure that stuff out. And thankfully, the light bulb went off early, and I was able to get a job as an agent, and I've been doing that for 40 years now.
How do you tell when somebody has a pretty good hold on who they are?
I listen to my intuition. I want to be moved. I want to laugh. I want to cry. It has to be that deeply felt. It really does.
Which is really, you know, now you're talking about something that's almost extra sensory. It's pretty hard to codify that.
That is certain. But you also have to take into consideration what Hollywood and New York City are looking for.
Yeah.
And what kind of projects they're casting. So you're looking to get the right kind of actor that can really act that is appropriate during whatever time span they're in, you know?
And, of course, what New York or Hollywood is looking for changes from year to year, yeah?
Ain't that the truth.
So what does that do for you? Does that just make you need to kind of see everything?
That certainly helps. You also run to all the graduating senior presentations from every theater program around the country that comes to New York and to Los Angeles both during the spring. We're still about at the end of that right now.
I would think it would be an enormous temptation for somebody who had been a success locally and was surrounded by friends and family and people who came to their, you know, local theater productions to make that leap. And you know, if you're, you know, at home in Frostbite Falls, everybody thinks you're wonderful, right?
Yes.
And then in New York, everybody else is wonderful.
That's certainly one of the difficult aspects of this industry.
Yeah.
I think you don't really get a good sense of where you are in it or not until you're in it, you know, for real.
You know, has Hollywood, I mean, you know, New York has always had a reputation, the theater world has always been had a reputation for being extremely critical and you know, demanding lots of acting chops. Los Angeles, Hollywood, perhaps less so. I'm thinking of the song Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good.
Yes.
That's changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Although still, there are some aspects of Hollywood will look more for the guy that gets the girl and the girl that gets the guy than we do necessarily in the theater world in New York. But, of course, they cast film and television in New York as well. So it's a juggle. It really is.
Yeah. Is Hollywood more likely to say, you know, you're a great-looking kid and we can work with you on the acting aspect?
I think you have to be ready and have those acting chops to get those opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you talk with students, as you have been at UH, what are the things they want to know?
Well, they're asking some of these same kind of questions. Mm-hmm. Do you think somebody at my age range and type will have an easy time of it in New York or Los Angeles? Do you think I'm ready? I have yet to actually see the auditions. That begins today and tomorrow.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Right now, it's just been a back and forth question and answer time the past couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And just for the basic information about how the industry works.
Well, the audition phase is going to be very interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And obviously, in Hawaii, you're going to see more of the more Asian Americans.
Well,
and we've been seeing a changing climate for Asians in film, haven't we? Film and theater.
We certainly have. And I'm kind of struck by the multi-ethnic kids that are in this program. It's not anything that I have been used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't see that in New York, really. You don't. I'm talking about Asians and other South Pacific, you know, humans that
yeah.
are in these programs. It's pretty amazing to me.
Well, we have a lot of people in Hawaii who are combinations of any number of ethnicities, and by extension could probably play any number of ethnicities.
I totally agree. In fact, there's one youngster that I met the other day, and I made an assumption that she was Latina, but she was from Tonga.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, that's a plus, because you can play more than just one ethnicity.
Yeah.
That'll help you in the biz.
And you think the biz is getting more open to that?
It's taken a long time, but yes, I do. And it's an upside to the industry, in my view. No getting
yeah.
around it.
Pretty hard to tell where anything is going, as you said. But certainly, I wonder if, you know, the whole emphasis in Hollywood on the action hero, I wonder how much a future that has got, you know, how many more explosions you can pack in, you know, because the formula has been sort of explosion followed by kind of a smart alecky remark.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been going for a while now.
Yeah, it has. Well, I guess I wouldn't say that our industry is the most politically correct of industries, you know, but I think they do what they need to do. And sometimes they realize we have to step up and eliminate the alternative facts.
Yeah. Pretty interesting profession for you to be in, isn't it, Gary?
It's been an interesting ride. It really has. It's
yeah.
like I'm a lucky guy. I don't think there's many things like that on the planet. And it's been always up and down for everybody. It's kind of interesting in that way as well.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating. It really has been.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris. A pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Gary Epstein will be running workshops on career preparation and holding auditions this Friday from 1 to 5 p.m. at Kennedy Theater on the UH Manoa campus on behalf of the UH Manoa Department of Theater and Dance.